Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Can you believe that this is the last Saturday episode of 2021? Isn't that wild? It's wild to me. We still have a Monday episode, and then we'll be on to a whole new year. I don't know about you, but I get excited about the idea of a new year. There's a special kind of energy for me personally that comes with the turning of a page of a calendar. And honestly, it's the same thing if it's a new month sometimes. It's just a mental thing, but certainly with a new year. And I want to capitalize on that. Boy, oh boy, do I want to capitalize on that. There's so many good things that are going to come in this year. Very soon, the first ever Primal Potential Mastermind, Action and Accountability Mastermind, kicks off at the beginning of January. I'm beyond excited about that. I'm going to be finishing up book three in 2022, even though it probably won't come out till 2023. That is really huge. So much to be excited about. I'm going to give away a bunch of stuff today. I'm going to give away a Changemakers Journal. I'm going to give away a signed copy of Tools for the Trenches. And one of what I think is the top three supplements in the world that 99% of people really need to take, that is Relief Plus. I'm going to give all of that away to one lucky winner. So make sure you listen all the way to the end so you know if that was you. Before we get to the questions. Oh, yeah, Chris isn't with us today. Well, he's here, but he's not here. We're going to try and figure out a way to incorporate that a little more consistently in the new year, but you know, we're finding our groove over here. The first thing I wanted to do is share with you a little exercise that I put myself through 2 days ago. I sat down with my journal. I did it after Roman went to bed so that I was sure to have a little bit more time. And I asked a series of questions and I want to share them with you. I want to share some of my thoughts on them. I will put them in the show description. So if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast or whatever, you swipe up on the show art and that is how you see the show description. Sometimes it's just a really good idea to take a breath and really think things through and get intentional. Because it's easy to just fly by the seat of your pants, but you don't drift anywhere good, you know? So, all right, here are the questions. I'm going to go through them quickly at first. Then I'm going to go back through them one at a time. A couple of them are probably super self-explanatory and just share a few of my thoughts. Again, though, I'll put them in the show description. Do I have what I want? And honestly, the first time you, well, maybe I won't go through them all at once. I'll break them down right now. I lied. Do I have what I want? With this question, I find that the most important thing is to go with your gut first. And then sometimes we really overthink it and we miss our intuition, but we don't want to just take it at a glance. We want to also go a little deeper. So at first thought, I was like, yeah, mostly. Yeah, it was kind of, it wasn't a resounding like, absolutely, I have everything I want. So then I wanted to see kind of where do I and where don't I? And there's another question on that in a minute. But just, do I have what I want? The next question is, what is it that I really want? And here's what I love, 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 love about this question. It really forces me to stop getting lost in time and energy, in the things that aren't really related to what I want. For example, what is it that I really, really want? Me personally answering this? I want a big, happy, healthy family. So then why do I get my feathers ruffled by so many things that have nothing to do with what I really want? That doesn't mean that I can just stop working and I wouldn't want to anyway, or stop cleaning my house. And again, I wouldn't really want to anyway. But it does help me gut check what I give so much time and, more importantly, energy and emotion to. So what is it that I really want? That's the broad brush question. Then we break it down. Because I've said it a million times before, I believe it as much as ever, specificity is a superpower. Specificity is a superpower. So the next question is, if I look at each area of my life individually, what do I want in that area? And I love that because broad brush, I want a big, healthy, happy family. But what do I want? What do I really want in my career? And that's so powerful because just like the broad brush question, why would I ever spend so much time and energy on things that don't really align with what I really want? I'll give you a perfect example. I made the hard decision to permanently eliminate the daily mindset upgrades. Those are these daily text message, audio messages that I send every day, and then a transcript goes by email as well. They're sent via text, but also via email. And I really, really enjoy it. I do. I look forward to writing and coming up with these bite-sized little messages. But when I ask this question, what is it that I really want in the area of my business? Sending out daily texts is not on there, and it also doesn't further my goal. Because, for example, I really want to write book 3. Well, then, even if it's a moneymaker, why would I give creative energy and creative time to sending out a new message every day? So it was tough because I enjoy doing it and because it makes me money every single month. But having that clarity in this area of my life, what I really want, helps make important decisions. Same thing in the area of my marriage. What do I really want? And that helps me so much when I'm annoyed about Chris's socks being on the floor. Or we're arguing about something that has nothing to do with what I really want. Finances. What do I really want? The cool thing about this is that maybe you find that you already have what you want in that area, and so you don't need to be as stressed. Or what you want is really less than what you've been thinking you want, so the pressure's off a little bit. Fitness, health, parenting, friendships, career. If I look at each area of my life individually, what do I really want? The next question is, what's missing? What's missing? Again, go with your gut. First answer. You can break it down further, but there's something very instructive, very informative, really telling in that first answer. Like, what's missing? My first answer was time. And then I'm able to see, well, I mean, time's not missing. Maybe I'm just not using it well. And I've had to make so many tweaks and adjustments to how I use my time, especially being a full-time stay-at-home mom and also a full-time business owner. That has been a dance. What's missing? And then you can do the same sort of thing, okay, in my business, in my finances, in my health, in my fitness, in my self-care. We got to open our eyes. We got to know these things and not just go through life kind of by the seat of our pants being very reactive. What do I need to let go of to have what I want? What do I need to let go of to have what I want? My first instinct answer here was getting irritated over stupid, dumb stuff that doesn't matter. I mean, really. I'm not going to be an overnight decision, but a practice for sure. And you can do the same thing in each area. In my marriage, what do I have to let go of in order to have what I want? In my health, what do I need to let go of in order to have what I want? In my finances, what do I need to let go of in order to have what I want? What do I need to do more of in order to have what I want? What do I need to do more of in order to have what I want? First, gut instinct, write it down. What I don't want you to do is exclusively answer these questions in your head. Because honestly, then you're on to the next thing and it's gone. Poof, it's gone. Write it down. I personally like to use the Notes app on my phone because I can go through it. I can go back to it very easily. And it's harder if I'm just using a blank piece of paper or something like that. All right. What are the one or two biggest changes I need to make so that I get what I want? Brush, broad brush, first instinct. What's your answer? And then take a little more time. What are the one or two biggest things I need or biggest changes I need to make so that I get what I want in my marriage, in my health, in my fitness, in my finances, in my friendships, in my role as a parent? What are the one or two biggest changes I need to make? Again, for me, the first one that came to mind was not sweating the small stuff. Big change that I need to make. Big change. And then the last question is, how will I keep these things top of mind every day? Not necessarily all of them, right? But how will I keep the concept or the one thing that I want to focus on, the area that I choose to start? How will I keep these top of mind every day? Because the last thing that's going to serve any of us is to do it and then 12 hours later, it's gone from your mind. So I wanted to start with that. There are questions I'm going to get to in a minute. And of course, we're going to get to our giveaway winner. But I went through those as an exercise the other day, and I wanted to share them with you. The first question says, I've read so much about gluten and dairy and mental health. Is there any truth to the fact that sticking to gluten-free and dairy-free helps with mental health? Yes. The reason for that is, even if you're not sensitive to dairy in an obvious kind of allergy sort of way, or even if you're not celiac, gluten and dairy are pro-inflammatory. And we talk a lot about inflammation. If you have not listened to my episodes on inflammation, I hope you will go do so, because inflammation is not limited to, oh, I have some swelling in my knee or I have a headache, right? It's so much more than that. And a lot of the inflammation in our body is something that we can't see or we can't feel, but it is impacting our health in a very significant way. Mental health challenges are one of those things. Depression, anxiety, mood swings, inflammation really impairs signaling throughout the body. So reducing or eliminating gluten and or dairy can lower inflammation, and that can help with a million things, including mental health. So that is absolutely true. There are many other things that can reduce inflammation, like minimizing dramatically or eliminating sugars, processed foods. Those things are pro-inflammatory as well. And the product that I said I was doing as part of the giveaway today, Relief Plus, is really powerful at reducing that systemic inflammation. So lots of ways to go about that. The next question says, what are some questions to ask yourself to see if you are really tired and need to rest, or if you're making excuses and are just lazy? What if it's not either or? Right? Like, what if you're really tired and you're making excuses? What if it's not, I'm really tired, but I'm not making an excuse, or I'm not tired and I'm just making an excuse? What if it's both? Right? The question continues, though. It says, I work full-time for church and I have two side hustles. At this time of year, my side hustles take a back seat. We have 10 services between now and the end of the year. I'm sticking to my healthy body goals. Healthy mind is really hard when you're tired. I beat myself up for not working out. So here's the thing about working out. In a lot of ways, and there are exceptions, but there are more types of workouts that increase your energy than there are types of workouts that decrease your energy. So it's not all the same. We can't say that working out as a whole drains your energy. Sure, there are some things that can absolutely deplete you. But more often than not, it actually energizes you. I would challenge you to not see it as a zero-sum situation. Maybe you're not going to go to the gym and do high-intensity intervals for 30 minutes, but you can go for a 20-minute walk. You can do push-ups, five push-ups every hour on the hour. This is something that I used to do when I worked in corporate America, and I had very full days, but I had a kettlebell in my office. And if I was on a conference call, or if I just needed a 2-minute break, I would use my kettlebell, do some swings, do some goblet squats, things like that. So you can absolutely get in intentional movement and workout while being very, very busy. I would challenge you to find a way to do it such that it doesn't deplete you. There is a way. A 10-minute walk outside is not going to deplete you, right? It is probably going to energize you. Same thing with 10 bodyweight squats before you take a bathroom break. There are absolutely ways to do it in a busy season. So seek those solutions instead of saying, is it just that I'm being lazy or I'm just really tired? There's more to it than that. And I say this all the time. I wrote about it in Chasing Cupcakes. Binary is the opposite of creativity. So, oh, I'm just tired or I'm making excuses. That's binary. It's this or that. There's a million shades in between that that I would challenge you to consider. All right, the next question says, I would love to hear more about how it's going with the changes you've made in the trial you are in. So yes, I am in basically a weight loss trial right now, eat, move, sleep. So it is incorporating some sleep standards, which admittedly are super hard for me right now because Roman was sleeping through the night. Now he's not sleeping through the night. Sleep standards, food standards, and supplementation standards, as well as movement standards. Movement, I've been very, very, very consistent. I feel really great about that. I made a couple small dietary changes. I feel good about those. I had to add in a little bit more food than I was initially doing as part of it because I'm breastfeeding, and I noticed that in like the first 5 to 7 days, my milk supply dropped, so can't have that. And the supplementation, it's tough to like pinpoint this is from the dietary change or this is from the supplement. I think because the diet changes I made were so small, I'm feeling like it's at minimum a combo effect or primarily the supplement. I'm feeling really good about it. They weren't huge, significant changes. I will say that not as part of the trial, but one of the movement changes that I've made is away from high intensity training, which I love, but temporarily while I am significantly sleep deprived. And I'm not talking like I'm restless. I'm talking I'm getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night, not primarily because of Roman, but once he's up, I have a challenging time getting back to sleep. Or if he's sleeping noisily, I don't really sleep. So because my sleep is so short, I'm doing primarily just simple heavyweight training. I think that's extremely important, very, very healthy, but I'm not doing high intensity stuff. And that has just felt so much better for my body. More about the trial in January when it kind of becomes like a public thing and I can give more details and all that. So, and if you're not in the Primal Potential Facebook group, that's where I've done the majority of the sharing about it. So head over there. Let's see. I would like to know if there is more, same, or less benefits in body weight exercises as opposed to actual weightlifting. I have been working on fitting weights into my workout since I heard your podcast about losing muscle over age 30. I've been doing things like push-up, planks, yoga, Will I not build as much muscle this way? Correct. You will not build as much muscle that way. Would you get more out of weightlifting? Yes. So when we talk about muscle mass, and this is not a question about like, is one more healthy than the other? Because look, if it's nothing or body weight, do body weight 100% of the time. But when we talk about maintaining your muscle mass, because without intentional maintenance of muscle mass, it will start decreasing from age 30, which also, in addition to like not being as strong, you have impacts on your balance, on your agility, and also your metabolism. The more muscle mass you have, the less muscle that you have, the fewer calories you need. So any excess is going to get stored as fat. So when you have more muscle, your calorie needs are higher, which basically means you can eat more and not put on weight. So it's a tension thing. Body weight is great for health, for mobility, for blood flow, but for specifically maintaining muscle, and really for most of us, building muscle to counteract the natural losses that come with age, for sure, lift weights. I don't care if you've got dumbbells at home, or you join a gym, or you get a trainer. There's a million bajillion plans out there. They're not all good, but there are a lot of good ones. Do some homework, ask your friends. I'm certainly happy to make recommendations, but lift weights. Body weight is great, but it's not going to replace the need for weight training. All right, let's give something away. Before I do that, I know we have one more episode this year, but it's our typical episode where I'm not just like chatting with you directly. Thank you for being here. And I would love to say that if you're enjoying this show, if it helps you in any way, can you tell a friend about it? That would be just such a huge help to me. Suggest it to somebody. Say, hey, have you ever listened to the Primal Potential podcast? Maybe send the link to somebody. That would be such a huge help. But the most important thing is, please know that this is your show. And so if you have topics, if you have questions, if you have areas that you want me to cover, I want to do that. So I want to hear from you. You can message me on Instagram. You can email me, post it in the Primal Potential Facebook group. But that is what this show is about. You are who this show is for. So please have an amazing holiday. Be safe and stay in touch with me. Let me know what I can do to help you. If you're in the mastermind that starts in January, oh my gosh, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. I literally had to come back on here and be like, I almost forgot again to give the thing away. But I'm not going to forget. We are giving away the Changemakers Journal, a signed copy of Tools for the Trenches, plus Relief Plus, which I think like almost everybody needs. The winner is Ellen R. Lindenblom. Ellen R. Lindenblom, email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, tell me that you were the winner of episode 944 and include your mailing address. Guys, you can win as well by giving a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, or a review of Chasing Cupcakes or Tools for the Trenches on Amazon, or posting on social media. Make sure to tag me with an episode of the show that you are listening to or loving. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything in between. I'll see you guys on Monday and then in the new year.